This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, Tropical Burst, Blue Raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like Strawberry Lemonade and Extra Strength Fan Fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24 pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere. And it's basketball season. My schedule is packed and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Letterman, look at him. Steve Kerr asked if Jimmy needs to step up once Steph goes out.
Nope. He just understands the situation, and he wants the ball, and he asked for it in different areas and attacks, and, you know, he did a fantastic job. His shot wasn't going tonight, but, you know, he was creating everything for us. Triple-double, obviously. The defensive play of the game with the block shot at the rim. So it's the beauty of guys like Jimmy, Draymond. They can impact the game at such a high level regardless of what's happening with their offensive games.
I love that just nope in the beginning. I need that as a drop from Steve Kerr. He doesn't need to tell Jimmy anything. Jimmy knows what he's doing out there, and that is the luxury of having a player in an IQ like a Jimmy Butler. It's like another coach on the floor alongside Draymond Green as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Bonta Hill joining us here in studio, as he does each and every Friday at 9 o'clock, courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop, Bonta Hill, Joe Shasky,
like
Joe Spadoni here for the next hour.
Can you get up? I want to see that.
Yeah, that is like a Letterman, for those of you who don't know.
An all-star jacket.
There you go.
Is that pro standard? Yeah, it looks like it. Yeah.
Wow, he's got the cable car on the back right there.
Yeah, the
nice.
Really cool.
He's got the Warriors hat on.
God, Joe Lacob checks must be just
Joey
so
Light
heavy.
Hey, you know what?
Man.
I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it.
Gosh.
Joe Lacob checks.
Turn on his mic. Turn on his pawn him up.
Instead of the Ford hour, we should call it the propaganda hour. So
the what?
The propaganda hour, because a lot of people are saying, oh, Joe Lacob, you won't say anything because Joe Lacob pays you. Well, number one, Joe Lacob doesn't pay me. NBC pays
NBC
me.
NBC Sports.
There's a peacock on my check, and there's a 95.7 Game logo on my check. So,
and Bonta Hill, as you know, Joe Shasky, Warriors pre and post game host for NBC Sports Bay Area.
My guy's hanging out the car doing drive by before the segment even starts.
You know.
He's got a look of like,
oh, we can get rolling here,
cousin partner. Like, you're giving me the menace society face.
It's a new season, spring and sprung, guys. Let's go.
A lot of negativity, man. A lot of people just need to pump the brakes. I hear panic radio, man. Oh my God,
who's negative?
I got to believe. So you were out Wednesday, but yeah, I'm in a car. I dropped Davey Chez off. Evan Giddings is rolling. Fucking Draymond. And out of nowhere, Chaska, I hear him go, ah, the Clippers beat the Cavs. And, ah, And Draymond Green's back's hanging out by a thread in his calf. He needs us.
I've been celebrating Draymond.
No, I know. I'm just saying during that time. Yeah, we know your day to day, Shasky. We know your hour to hour.
Time out. Let's call him Joe.
But I hear,
I was like, whoa, what's going on? And then
I needed the Cavs to win. Spadoni. They lost the game before, and I go, lost three straight. They lost. The streak broke, so now they're going to come back and win. And they lose two in a row.
The Clippers look good.
They do.
Lost three in a row. Sacramento beat the Cavaliers.
Yeah. I hate. No, I'm talking about at the moment.
I know. They had 116 straight.
And I threw
straight.
My pen.
I'm listening this morning. Spadoni's talking about the circle of trust and this and that. I'm like, oh, God.
Everyone's playing great.
Everybody's playing well.
The postman is balling right now.
He is.
All right. Pajemski's looked great in his return. I thought his first quarter yesterday was outstanding. Look, Kuminga made some winning plays down the stretch. A big bucket. He had a big rebound. I'm seeing Buddy Hield hit big free throws.
Be careful talking about Kuminga because every year, every season, there's always somebody we point the finger at.
And thank you.
Kuminga's become that guy, unfortunately.
It's so unfair.
It was Wiggins last year. It was Clay last year. It's got to be someone.
It was Pods earlier this season.
It was Pods.
Well,
like,
Pods wasn't playing well, and now he's played great. Since the original injury, before this, he's been really good. And him finding his shot has actually really salvaged his season.
No, I'm it's good to be here, though. Let's ask him.
Well, where do we want to start here? Do you want to start with Jimmy Butler? Do we want to start with Draymond Green? Or do we want to start with the biggest story?
Can I give him? No, we'll get to Curry in a second.
Okay.
I truly believe... Just obviously, when they're both healthy, this isn't a knock on anyone. I believe that with 4 or 5 minutes to go, I want Jimmy as the facilitator with the ball in his hands. That doesn't mean Steph isn't a huge focal point of the team, the organization, everything. I want things to flow through Jimmy because I expect him to make the right basketball decisions and plays and Steph running off action and things like that. I don't necessarily want Steph at the top of the key with the ball in his hands. Hey, create everything.
Well, he won't. He won't because the greatest strength of Steph Curry is playing off the ball. And when you're humming like they were winning championships, Steph Curry's playing off the ball. And you have Draymond Green at the top of the key waiting for him running off screen. So now you get Jimmy there, and you can run your split action with Dre, Steph, and Jimmy right there in the split action. Sometimes they run the split action higher at the three-point line, which allows more spacing.
You can post him up. I think he's your best back to the basket.
Jimmy's going to be your playmaker. That's why you brought Jimmy here. That's okay. Steph Curry's greatest strength is playing off the basketball. So when you got Steph Curry running off screens, how many guys are going to overreact to jump out on Steph at the three-point line that will open it up for a cutter? That may be GP2. That may be Jonathan Kuminga. That may be Moses Moody. That may be Quinn Post stepping out for a three. Yep. We shall see. But that's your best. That's why you brought Jimmy here.
Yeah.
It's for the clutch time. And there's 7-2 in clutch time games with Jimmy buckets here yesterday, right? Nobody would even know that he was 1 of 11 in the fourth quarter on the floor.
Yeah,
1 of 11. But there were good shots. He controlled the game. And then they made great defensive plays. Moody with a block. Draymond with a great recovery down the
court. That was one of the best plays in Draymond's career.
You know what I'm saying? Jimmy Butler with a great block at the end of the game. So they played the defense when they needed to play the defense. And yes, Jimmy will facilitate.
And he yells at Guy Santos, gets him out of there immediately.
Well, I didn't like that sub.
Well, people are freaking out about that. We had some callers and I don't know about Jimmy. I was like, no, that is what you need. That's what this organization needs right now. Like, Draymond, I get it. And Draymond's been doing this for a long time. And not to say it's gotten old, Bonte. Like the message gets old for the messenger, if you will. But there is something to someone else coming into an organization or workplace and giving you a kick in the pants. And it's just like, oh, okay. Like, I'm going to listen to this guy. It's a new voice. And it's like, we're seeing that now with some of the young guys and them gravitating towards Buddy Hield, but a Jimmy Butler. And Buddy Hield, by the way, is one of those guys. Those guys are so tight. Before, after game, they're joking around. Like,
they are tight.
His imprint, Jimmy Butler, and I brought up the Guy Santos thing just because I thought that was great leadership out there. And people might say that's bad leadership. No. That's what Tom Brady does. You mentioned that earlier. That's what the Tom Bradys of the world do. They demand excellence on the court. So you make a mistake in a close game like that. I don't care if it's against the Toronto Raptors or against the Boston Celtics. Like, you can't make mistakes like that. So not only was he going to be getting on Guy right there, but that was also letting Steve Kerr know, like, hey, man.
Are people making a big deal about that?
No, we had a couple callers that were calling about it.
Coach in Vallejo was like, you got to watch it when you're criticizing the young guys.
You think it's going to hurt their egos and they're not going to. It's the opposite.
Jimmy Butler is taking Buddy Hield and Jonathan Kuminga under his wing. And Pods. He gets on Pods a lot.
Yeah. Pods
needs
it, though.
He's coaching them. He's teaching them. where to be, because you know what? In 12 games, it gets really real, folks.
Thanks.
The playoffs are right around the corner. And Draymond mentioned it last night. When you get into a playoff series, you may be playing Denver, you may be playing the Lakers, you may be playing Memphis, you may be playing, who the hell knows who you're going to be playing? The Clippers?
Yeah.
You got to be buttoned up in these playoff games, because a 10-0 run can knock you out of a game. A 12-0 run can knock you out of the game. You got to clean up the little details here. And that's why Jimmy Butler got on Gui Santos, and he yanked him, and you get Kuminga back.
Yep.
And Kuminga plays 25 minutes yesterday, and he's trying to find his legs. Well, people got to remember with Jonathan Kuminga, yes, he's had some up and down times since he's been back. But he's the one guy who hasn't played with Jimmy yet. He's the one guy who hasn't found that rhythm with Jimmy Butler yet. And so slowly but surely, you're starting to see that. And I thought he played very good defense down the stretch. He played good defense down the stretch against Denver, and he played good defense down the stretch yesterday against Toronto. So, yeah, who cares if he got on Gui Santos? Gui Santos will take it on the chin.
Well, and with the Jonathan Kuminga angle, I think it's going to be really interesting. And we'll see how long Stephen Curry's out during this road trip. They go to Hotlanta tomorrow against the Hawks, so they got the six-game road trip here. Miss a couple games. Like, again, blessing in disguise. I hate kind of saying that because it's like, I don't want Stephen Curry to be hurt. You're only game up in the loss column against the Clippers, so you need him out there. And we've seen, Bonte, this team offensively without Steph can get a little stagnant at times. But bringing Jonathan Kuminga now, like, is the juice going to be there with JK? You got Jimmy there. Yes, like, I want
this is a great opportunity for
him to flex his muscles again offensively and get a little bit more aggressive, I feel like.
They're 7-3 without Steph this year.
I know. Look, they're plus 60 when he's off the court since the Jimmy Butler era.
They were minus 90 before Jimmy.
Yeah, I know. We were watching. We're monitoring the non-Curry minutes. But look, you got Dyson Daniels and Trae Young in Atlanta. And they've had some weird games in Atlanta over the last 5-6 years.
So out on Trae.
He's played better this year. But you know what? On the road, role players play better at home. They're in a play-in box trying to get a home game. These could be some tricky games on this road trip.
Of course.
5 days they're going to spend in Miami. They're going to spend 5 days in Miami and, you know, the return of Jimmy Butler.
Are they going to stay with Pat Riley?
No, probably
all 5 days?
Eric Spoelstra get some brunch with them?
Yeah.
There are moments in the game where, you know, it's a 10-0 run or whatever. You need to stop the faucet. Look, I've come to this conclusion the other night. Quinn Post is going to get attacked at times on defense. He's going to get cooked. They're going to go out of their way to go at him, and he's going to have to make adjustments in game. But he does bring an element of flame throwing from the outside offensively that I think he connects a lot of different personnel lineups that give you some defensive specialists out on the perimeter. I think you got to play him. I think you have to stay committed to 20 minutes minimum a night to play him. I mean, last night obviously was a great game, but he has got to stay in the lineup. And even if the shot doesn't fall in the first half, I want to see Kerr go back to him in the second half. Yes, it's give and take. You're going to lose a little on defense at times. But I think he brings things to the table as a stretch. Last night, he set a screen for someone. That guy cuts. Yeah. Everyone goes with him. He pops out. Bang. Like, they just don't have a lot of guys that can do that.
No, they don't. 22 minutes last night for QP, 6 made threes. But you mentioned, and this is where Steve Kerr, and I was coming in, I heard a caller say, why didn't they start him? Well, if you go back and watch the Denver game, and Denver obviously had no Nikola Jokic.
8 minutes.
No Jamal Murray, no Christian Brown, and Westbrook, Michael Porter Jr., and Aaron Gordon attacked him. And Aaron Gordon dunked on him. And they attacked him and jumped out to a 15-8 lead. And look, teams are going to hunt him because he's a rookie and he's trying to get acclimated to the NBA. And there's going to be some growing pains here. He's going to see minutes. Whether he starts or not, I wouldn't focus too much on that because Steve Kerr wants to get off the great starts.
Yes.
So sometimes you want to play your best, what he feels like is his best lineup defensively and offensively to get off the better starts here because the Warriors don't want to play uphill. Got an older team here. You want to play with the lead. The Warriors' record, when they have a lead after one, it's like, I want to say like 27-4. I could be wrong there.
They're
27-4, 26-4 like that. But also, they're also after the third quarter when they're leading, they're 37-4.
Right.
So
really,
obviously, and Bully always says this. Huh. And really, I didn't subscribe to this really until this season when you watch around the league. The NBA is kind of a first quarter league in terms of you get out and set the tone, play your pace, play uphill, play downhill, still uphill, all of a sudden you're rolling. So that's where it goes with QP. What matchup is it? Who you're playing against? Because Steve Kerr, we've seen it. I don't know why people get so surprised at this, about this. We saw this first season as head coach of the Golden State Warriors. He flipped the lineup multiple times.
Well, he's going
to
do that.
He's going to do that. So QP will get his run. He's going to see anywhere from 10 to 20, maybe 25 minutes, depending how the game game flows.
I mean, we were talking about that with Looney, too. Like, it might not be a Looney game, but come playoff time, he's going to have some moments.
Yeah. He played 8 minutes last
night. Yes, exactly.
Played 8 minutes last night.
But, I look at, not having GP2 last night, the closing lineup of Pods, who had a great first quarter and then hit a bucket late. Pods, Moody, Kuminga. This is the final pairing. Cosmic, and then you had Butler.
Draymond.
And Draymond Green. I like that combination. Then they subbed in, okay, they're going to foul us. We're up a couple. Let's get Buddy Hield in here. And Buddy hits a couple of big free throws. Mm-hmm. You got to play the offense for defensive matchups and play. And I feel like he's kind of been on it right now in terms of Kerr pulling the levers.
No, he has been on it. He's been on it. Halftime adjustments. Sometimes you'll see Poe start the second half. Sometimes you'll see Moody start the second half. Sometimes you'll see GP2 start the second half. And what's imperative for the Warriors moving forward, too, heard you guys talk about Draymond's shot. Huh. Those are shots that Draymond, and we've been talking about this for years. This is what drove me crazy in the Lakers series a couple years ago when Anthony Davis camped out in the paint and they went to the two big lineup with Looney and Draymond and they dared them to shoot it. Draymond, Gary Payton II, Moses Moody, they're all going to have to shoot these shots in the playoffs because guess what? Darko Rajakovic, the coach of the Raptors, he's telling Draymond, keep shooting it, keep shooting.
We're never
going to. Guess what Mark Daigneault from OKC is going to say? Guess what Ty Lue's going to say with the Clippers? Yep. Or J.J. Redick with the Lakers? Or Mike Malone with them? Shoot the ball. And you know what? Draymond Green has been making them pay, but GP2. Yep. They missed GP2 last night because offensively in this last nine, and I ran into GP2 after the Denver game because I just got to keep letting it fly. He's shooting 44% from three in his last nine.
So the Denver game's a great example of GP2. First three quarters, he was letting it fly. Then in the final 5 or 6 minutes, he passed up two corner threes
that he's got to take.
Settled for a late shot. I call it grenades. Hey, here's the ball. Yep. There's 3 seconds. Make a play. Yep. Jimmy had a late three that he had to throw up. JK at times get caught with the ball at the end of a possession and takes a shot that you have to take. Yep. Okay. Yep. Otherwise, you're going to have a turnover. And people are like, why is JK taking a three? Because he got thrown a grenade with 3 seconds left. Open shots that are created must be taken.
They must be taken. When you get a great shot like that, a coach can't draw up a better play.
Yeah.
Coach cannot draw up a better play, so you got to let him fly. And the good thing is Draymond's letting him fly. 14 three-point attempts.
14.
You know what I'm saying? 14.
The most in 8 years, Bonte. 11 attempts he had against the Kings in 2017. 13 versus the Bulls in 2014.
Well, how about him leading the team in scoring twice in a week?
I know.
And he hadn't led the team in scoring since 2016 in Game 7 of the NBA Finals.
9 years ago.
Last week, I said, I think we're seeing the best offense and defense since 2016. I swear to God, I believe it.
Yeah, he's playing unbelievable. You know what? That steak at House of Prime Ribs, I can start to taste it.
Me too.
I can start to taste it.
Did you guys hear?
What?
You can put DoorDash on a credit card now. They got a whole credit system for DoorDash. You didn't hear this?
No,
they launched it yesterday. So we're going to go into big time debt for this Prime Rib.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Okay. I thought you were saying House of Prime Rib was on DoorDash. I was like, they are?
I was wondering.
You can DoorDash it.
Sassy was like, Draymond needs to shit his back. He's hanging on my third. I said, don't fool the audience. He just don't want to pay the House of Prime Rib. He's playing well, and he's good for that DPOY. So now he's motivated. He wants to make the all defensive team, first team. He wants to win that DPOY.
Who's the oldest? I did this the other day. Do you know who the oldest first team all defense is?
Oldest guy ever?
Yeah.
I'm going to go.
You're going to go Tim Duncan.
It's not Tim Duncan.
Garnett?
Nope. Bruce Bowen.
Wow.
Bruce Bowen, that makes sense.
Okay, he was 36 years old. Yeah. And then Draymond would be 35. Who's the oldest DPOY?
Oh, that's a great question. 2000, 2001.
I looked this all up the other day.
2001.
Oldest.
Oh, man. DPOY.
Mutombo?
Dikembe Mutombo.
The Sixers. Yeah, they went to the finals.
I was thinking who was on there. Yeah.
He was 34 when he got that DPOY.
Yep. He got traded. Yeah.
This would be the oldest player to ever win DPOY if he pulls it
off. You know what?
And he'd be the second oldest guy to be first team all defense.
It makes sense, dude. Just the age of some of these guys and what we're seeing is unbelievable. It is. Around the league, it's literally insane.
100%. But did you know that?
I thought he was cooked. I was so wrong.
If the Warriors want to make some noise here in the playoffs and do what Draymond said at the All-Star break is win the championship, when you think about their top three players, I think we all know it's Steph, Dre, and Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
37, 35, 35.
Old.
When you think about those top three players in those ages, No team has ever won an NBA championship with their top three players being 37, 35, and 35.
They feel like the Raiders of the Rich Gannon era.
Right, but Steph is a different 37-year-old. And Jimmy's a different 35-year-old in the way he's playing. And the way guys are playing off of them. So I look at it as with Steph and Curry off the floor, and hopefully it's not too long because you can't afford to lose games. The Clippers are hot. The Rockets won't lose. Minnesota thankfully dropped two straight to Indiana and New Orleans. I don't know how they did that when Indiana had like four of their starters out. But you have to keep winning games. You have no margin for error anymore. When you blow a Utah game and you blow a Brooklyn game, you cannot lose games here. So you got to continue to win, and hopefully you stabilize it when Stephen Curry gets back so you can avoid that play-in. Because I know some people saying, well, you go to the play-in, you win the 7-8 game. You want that week off.
Well,
you want the week off, exactly. No matter what. Exactly. Who cares about the matchup? Get the week off and get fresh. And also, this is a great opportunity for guys like Moses Moody to get his offensive game back. And
Kuminga.
And the spotlight on Kuminga without Stephen Curry is going to be bright. It's all hell.
I think he's going to do it, dude. I think we're just everybody needs to relax. And we always over-focus on the negative.
They're winning, too, which is why I don't know why
fans... never focus on the positive.
If they're losing, it'd be one thing. Like, but they're winning. They're winning these games. And I get it. Like, the Nuggets one was frustrating for everyone involved. Like, that was just bad. Like, no Jokic, no Murray. That was a bad loss. But you bounced back the next day with probably the win of the year against Giannis and that team, which is an Eastern Conference. I'm going to say quite like a contender, but they're a playoff team. Like, Giannis is there. By the way, your boy Bronny James cooked him yesterday in a one-on-one situation.
Well, Draymond shut him down.
And Draymond shut him down. And by the way, I'm looking at DraftKings right now. Plus 135 for Draymond to win the DPOY. It's going to keep getting closer and closer. Evan Mobley has had a very fine season, been very good. And it feels like it has kind of been like DPOY's, like, how many blocks do you have per game? It feels like it's a big man award these days. But let's be honest, like who's affecting a game more on a defensive basis more?
Draymond put on a masterclass against Giannis Antetokounmpo from the first possession on. He blocked a shot. Next possession, he lured Giannis into a three. Giannis is shooting 18% from three. He's only attempted 46, but Draymond Green's like, go ahead and shoot it. He was 5 of 16 that night. Dame and Giannis were averaging like 55 together. Yep. Leading in the NBA, they scored 36 that day, 11-34.
Giannis is having an unbelievable season.
You know what? I could see, like, he's a very, very good player.
Where are you going?
I'm very unimpressed with this game. Wow. This game is not aged well. All right, if you get him a head of steam and he gets in transition, he's going to dunk on your head. But you notice, and not everybody has a Draymond Green
on
their
roster. Hasn't refined it,
But outside of 10 feet, what can he do? What can he do?
Remember he tried to be a three-point shooter and he just gave up on it because he realized he just can't.
I said this. Jimmy Butler, Giannis, and Draymond have the three flattest shots in the NBA. They do. His shot is so flat. He also takes forever at the free throw line, and it drives me nuts.
There's a foul, and
then he walks around in a big circle, and it takes 30 seconds for him to get to the free throw line. Line up. Shoot the free throws. Let's go.
When I hear people with Giannis saying, like, he's a top 15 player of all time, I'm saying to myself, I'll take a Charles Barkley over him. I'll take Karl Malone over him.
David Robinson.
Tim Duncan. I'm taking Hakeem. Kevin Garnett. I'm thinking Kevin Garnett over Giannis. I'm taking Kevin Garnett over Giannis. I'll say that right now.
International, but, there's no doubt he's one of the greatest international players.
Yeah, no
ever.
Doubt.
I'm still taking Dirk over him.
Absolutely.
We're gonna look back on that run with the Bucks and them not even getting back, like sniffing like the finals again. Like just look at what they did. And I know injuries were a part of that.
Middleton's knee
was a huge part of that. But like the first round exits and like. That's going to be the big name this summer, right? When we all think they're going to phase out in
the first round, And Dame, like, you know, Chris Haynes going with the report. You know, that probably came from Dame because Dame and Chris Haynes are tight.
Dame,
the other day where they had a team meeting after the Warriors game.
It wasn't even a team meeting.
It was a meeting with Giannis, Dame, and Doc Rivers.
Oh, my.
And I'm watching Dame off the ball. I'm saying,
you know where I stand.
He doesn't even move anymore.
He doesn't try.
No. He got rid of the ball and was just like,
he stands
there
waiting for it to come back to him.
What did you think? Real quick, we can take us a few minutes, and all the vibes are good right now.
I'm not with his head and his shoulders.
Well, that game against the Nuggets, Vontae, like what? What was that?
Aaron Gordon.
Yeah, I know.
But if you watch the Knicks game, even though they won, OG Anunoby and Karl-Anthony Towns, and even though Draymond got the night-night at the end.
They were balling. Yes.
Rugged, thick dudes that eat glass on the offensive glass, yep, destroy the Warriors.
Does that give you pause if you have to play them in a first round series now?
Of course.
Like,
they don't have a player to match up with that. Scottie Barnes is a bigger, thicker guy. He gave him trouble last night.
Yeah. No, Aaron Gordon, I think, is an X factor for the Nuggets, but he's also an X factor in the Western Conference. If he's right, playing alongside Jokic, because he's a guy who could guard Jimmy Butler, he could guard LeBron James. We saw that during his championship run. He's going to have to switch out on Luka at times. Aaron Gordon alongside Jokic, and if Murray's right, yes, Denver's a problem. They beat the Warriors 9 straight times.
And Porter hit shots with guys in his face.
And he plays big against the Warriors. Double-double right there.
Russ played great.
Westbrook was amazing in that game. Amazing in that game. Even though he didn't shoot well, he was amazing in that game. So
three daggers. He has two in his pocket.
So yes, I mean, look, ideally, you would love to avoid the Lakers and the Nuggets in the first round. They're not thinking like that. No. But his fans were probably thinking like that, saying, try to get Houston or Memphis, because Memphis is fading. They're fading. And Houston, even though they've won 8 in a row, when you get the bright lights in
the
playoffs.
Bring Houston on.
Yes, exactly. They'll see him again.
I will go
see
pick
again.
Up Dylan Brooks.
They'll see him again.
See the Nuggets again,
too. But the size, Spadoni, to your point, these bigger teams, yes, it is. It's going to cause problems for the Warriors.
They need, okay, I'm not trying to get ahead of myself. This offseason, hypothetically, the kid from Charlotte who might be available.
Mark Williams.
Lively or Gafford gets moved because Dallas seems like they're in a free fall. even a Jackson Hayes type of, they need a big, bouncy, athletic, rim-running center to complement what they have.
Yeah, I think they'll look into
that's
that.
That's the number
future.
One need.
They'll look into that in the future. And they've got assets. They're in a great position here moving forward to go to say Warriors, that is.
So they'll play the Nuggets again. That's their first home game back from this road trip that they start tomorrow. And it's going to be the back end of a back-to-back, so that's going to be very interesting. You've got the Lakers on a Thursday, and then you got the Nuggets on a Friday back home at Chase Center. That's going to be huge. Like, I just think this for the mentals, Bonte, more than anything, and I get it, it might sound silly because you have Stephen Curry, you have Jimmy Butler, you have Draymond Green. You have a championship mindset there. But for the mentals of beating a Nuggets team, just to say you've done it, because you haven't done it in a couple years, at least in the regular season, like, that matters to me. If I'm
Twelve or thirteen. You just don't want to keep hearing about it. We won 9 straight.
Exactly.
You don't want to get that streak to 10.
Remember it was the Spurs forever. You just couldn't win in San Antonio.
They couldn't.
Can we get in on the other side? I thought Chase Center came alive the last couple of nights.
Chase Center.
Say it now.
Well, the fans are feeling it because they're winning, playing basketball. Jimmy's there. He's getting excited. Quentin Post getting it. His block shot in the third quarter when they were down 7, 90-83 after. You heard Steph Curry hit the floor.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That was,
you're like, damn, you can hear it. You can hear it. You can hear it with the mic catching it. And it's like, and Quentin Pulse makes a good block, has a good block shot at the rim. They're down 98-83. He's firing up the crowd. They needed that. So Chase Jenner is alive.
Has a fan base, an organization, a team taken on the mindset of a player more than Jimmy Butler? Like, the confidence is exuding from all the fans I talk to when it comes to this guy. The players are confident. Well, Quentin Post. Everyone, Bonte. You're more confident on air. I see it. Molly, no, there's a question.
I'm confident, period. I mean, my confidence doesn't waver. My confidence doesn't waver.
This was Bonte. Hey, Fitz, after the game, we're going to be talking about X, Y, and Z. Before, I was like, yeah, I know. We're going to be talking afterwards.
No, I wasn't like
you
that.
You were scared of Scottie Barnes and them boys.
No, my energy never changes. I don't waver, man. Ain't no punk in Bonte Hill.
Tough loss against Toronto.
No, my energy doesn't. I know you are. But no, this fan base did need a jolt.
Yes, they did.
The fan base needed a jolt. And you know what? After that Orlando game on a Monday night, I see fans leaving midway through the third quarter
that
and a win.
Fight?
I said, damn, yeah, maybe they need to do something here. But I think, I was talking to Slater about this yesterday. I think we're all surprised. Some people in the organization are surprised on how quickly Slater comes on the show. You don't need to drop that.
It's got a good story. No, you're tight.
But no, some people in the organization too was like, we can't believe how quickly this has worked, how seamless this has been with Jimmy Butler. You knew he was a great player. And I think some people, when they're taking a victory, like, I told you we should have got Jimmy. We know he was a great player. But when you hear things that's happening with Pat Riley and Dwight, so you kind
of
get skeptical. Yeah, exactly.
There were.
He's worked out, and it's been great, and now we move forward with 12 games left.
Him and Dre. God!
Bonte Hill in studio.
Oh, 2 free safeties.
Courtesy of the River Islands Guest Line. Bonte Hill every single Friday joining us in studio for 1 hour. We're going to wrap it up on the other side. One more segment here, and it's going to be brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
Joe Spadoni.
Listen, that guy's driving me bus, man. Damn, Spadoni. Damn, you sound good.
And Joe Shasky from 6 to 10 on 95.7 The Game.
And Carter's having his Cabo vibes. By the way, Bonte Hill in studio. I don't know if you know this, Bonte. Carter was out in Cabo for his bachelor party last weekend, balling down in Mexico. And then he missed 3 days this past week because his throat was just shot. He's called the norovirus. I don't know what he picked up there in Mexico. We won't get into it. Picked up something, though.
Carter and I are going to do lunch at the Gold Club next week. Oh, fried chicken.
Really?
You know it, boy.
Fried chicken's coming back.
Really?
Mashed potatoes.
Oh, that's why. Okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah,
okay,
good bill.
Right across from Fogo de Chao. That's right. Yeah, our old building. Of course.
Yeah, the Brazilian steakhouse is really good, too, but sometimes a brother needs some fried chicken.
Yes.
Good music, fried chicken. Let's
different
go.
Different kinds of Brazilians.
Right, Shasky, you
right Joe Shasky?
Us.
I'm going to go to Chick-fil-A probably today.
I go to Laughing Monk Brewing as we're broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
I go there too.
Shout out Sam Kadir.
I like Laughing Monk Brewing.
I, I love Laughing Buck. I love Laughing Buck. Love. I saw Sam. He was at the game the other night.
Sam Gadiri, our boy.
The Denver game. Yeah, let's go. And, of course, Matt Nahiga's taking pictures of himself.
So, Bata Hill, Warriors pre and post, NBC Sports Bay Area, and obviously here at 95.7 The Game, crushing it each and every Friday with us in studio. Joe Shasky, he said, this must be important because he said really right before we came on, he's like, I need to bring this up before we get started. So, go ahead.
So, one of my lifelong friends, Joey Nevin, is a good buddy of mine. His family is a great family. I've known them forever. My whole family has. His wife, Lisa Nevin, is going to be on KTVU this morning. Ooh. And she's being interviewed to celebrate World Down Syndrome Day, which is today. And their beautiful 5-year-old daughter, Grace, was blessed to them with Down syndrome. And she's been a joy to not only them, but to everyone that she's been in contact with. And Lisa's doing some great work with a company called Jack's Basket. And it helps change the narrative of Down syndrome and helps everyone understand that we need to celebrate these children and these people daily. So I'm thinking of you guys, Gracie and Lisa, and good luck today on KTVU and Joey and everybody. And I'm going to tweet out the little link where you can kind of support and just kind of raise awareness and help fundraise for all those people out there. And I just, my heart goes out to them. Great family, great daughter, and love you guys. And I just wanted to say that. And for anyone else that's out there that's got someone in their family with Down syndrome, you know, today's your day, but every day should be your day. And, you know, like, we all love you, and we've all got our own children and our own kids and stuff. And I just wanted to say, love you guys. And you're doing great work, Lisa and Joey, and you guys should be proud.
Very well said. And we didn't have shameless shout-outs today, Bonte. So if there's anyone that you wanted to shout out as well, you can.
I don't know if you guys did it earlier in the week, but shout-out to my guys at City College of San Francisco, winning their fifth championship. Yeah. Adam, Justin, huge. Tom, the whole staff there, beating up on Fullerton. They even played their A game offensively, won by 17. Did you know that they didn't use one timeout in the state championship game?
Wow.
They didn't use one timeout.
That's confidence, right?
Prince's brother, that's awesome. I saw Prince on Wednesday, and he was like, yeah, my brother had a pretty good game. King.
King had a really good game. Yeah. Otis Amy had a really good game. Not Otis Amy. Amos.
Fred Otis
Miley
Amy
Otis.
The returner for the
Miley, Mr. Amos, he won the state championship. He won the MVP for the tournament. Won the North Coast Player of the Year. So he had a really good game after tearing two ACLs. So, yeah, City College, shout out to them.
Yeah, young Guido went to, he came over yesterday, and he went up to the game for Reardon. And
who is Guido, by the way?
This young Guido.
You don't know who Guido is? You worked on the show.
I know who
years.
He is. Who's the audience?
He's a friend.
Wait, he's asking for some what? Twice a show?
That's fine, but if you still don't know who he
young
is, Guido's he's a friend.
Also
there
one
you
of
go.
My lifelong. His grandfather
Italian.
Came to America and lived down the street from my grandfather, the real Guido Guinasso. And then his dad,
elite name.
Tim, was called Little Guido, and he grew up with my dad. And then Lil Guido is Brian, and me and him grew up together, so hence Lil Guido.
Yeah. Yo, you're about to bring up WCAL?
Yeah, basically, MIDI lost. The women's MIDI team lost in the state championship. And Reardon lost as well. And Guido said that the kid who was playing for the Southern California team,
Brayton Berrios, what is
was
it?
Unbelievable.
Oh, so I fired up the game after our post-game show. So I wanted to see. I was actually rooting for Reardon to win. I wanted the city team to win, and yeah, your boy dropped 40 in 11, 44
in
11.
Almost 50.
Yeah, he almost dropped a 50-burger on these dudes. So.
And I heard that he had to, like, throttle down at the
he
end of the game.
He did throttle down. He did throttle down.
Guido said they had no answer.
No answer.
And the kid was that good.
I would have liked to see some adjustments, maybe some doubles, some traps, maybe, you know, to get the ball out of his hands.
Shout out Joey Curtin in the room.
Is it Brayden Berry?
I'm not going to question high school coaching around here.
Was it, what was the school that beat him? Was it Eleanor Roosevelt?
Roosevelt.
So it's Brayden Burries, B-U-R-R-I-E.
46, 46.
Well, he won the California State Player of the Year. And he's got like a top seven where he can go to any school.
I think he's going to UCLA.
He's a McDonald's All-American.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know Coach Charlie Johnson at Stewart Hall would have found some way to get the ball out of his head. I'm kidding.
And where did
their
season end?
I'm kidding. I'm just kidding.
The kid from De La Salle, the baseball basketball player from De La Salle, who's going to Oklahoma. I heard he's a monster.
Oh, yeah, he's good. Yeah.
I heard nothing but really good things about him in the game prior to the state championship.
He had an ankle injury going into that game, but he's a good player.
He's even better in baseball. Yeah, and I was like, I mean, he's really good at basketball.
He's going to SEC.
I mean, March Madness is right now, but the talk of March Madness isn't even a player, boys. It's Amir Khan, McNeese State's team manager, baby. Bonte, have you seen this?
Yeah, I have seen it.
I want the Knights to sign him.
Yeah, see, I was going to quote tweet you.
Why?
And I was just like, you know, I'm going to leave it alone. Because it's like, Niners hired this guy. The last thing we need is another boombox running out the tunnel. Can we retire the boombox,
no.
please? I don't want the boombox back out. The boombox is played out. It's lost its luster.
Jed York picks up the phone
more.
And calls Bonte Hill and says, Bonte, I want you to be Mr. Aura for the Niners.
Well, I mean, the check, yes. I'm going to do it for the check, absolutely.
Stop it.
But I'm not saying, yeah, for the check, but I'm
I
not
live
mad.
With these people.
Yeah,
you I know, love so, these people.
You know, it, Jed
York. He's Aura. This is Aura right here.
This is Aura. That's a mere comment, baby.
You know, Bonte would be arm around Trent like, let's go.
Oh, absolutely. If the check is right. The check, I could be bought on Sundays.
What's the song, Bonte? You got to do their
depends
right
what they want.
I need
depends what they want.
You need to give
Bonte
your recommendation.
Juice coming out to Chris Stapleton right. together yeah. as Mr. Hey. Aura hey. With George Kittle on the other side.
We play all. Listen, we can play all the snitching music you want out of the
Jelly
blue
roll.
Box. You want to play all the snitching music you want? If the check is right, I'll be there on a Sunday morning, walking out
Morgan
with the boombox.
And Luke Cole you know? Blasting out of Boston.
The Warriors do play in H-Town this season. Oh. I don't mind going to Houston. You know, Magic City's an AI Club
Paul
Onyx.
Paul Wall? So, Chameleon?
Paul Wall, Lil Flip, all those guys.
I remember
some gold
Chameleon
grills.
When he was just Chameleon. Before
Chameleon
he became
yep.
a millionaire.
Well, before he was riding dirty? Is that before that?
No, he was Chameleon and Paul Wall. That was they were a duo.
But he wasn't riding dirty then.
He wasn't a Chameleon.
Okay, yeah, they keep
yes, that's what I'm saying. Chameleonaire.
Yeah, you wanna, if the check is right,
check
I will be there
right.
on Sundays with the boombox. If the check
gives
is right.
out checks besides like the PGA Tour?
Yeah, maybe Jed York does. I know the Niners are trying to pity pitch right now. Niners are trying to pity pitch right now, but you know what? The boombox, man, if you hire Amir Khan, he's getting paid. Well, have me do it at 6'4".
You
got a little more strength than this guy.
Pen to sign on the dotted line.
By the way, Kyle, you check back. I know you're excited about that. Use check. You got rid of him and you brought him back.
Look, I understand it, but
they have a plan.
That's what John Luke says.
I thought they were going to go to one back formations and go more double tight form. I don't know. They want use check back for the locker room. Great, fine. I got no problem.
But why did they spend $20 million
yeah,
on a backup
know.
Tight end?
I don't know.
And then
they replaced Charlie Warner because that was a big loss for them.
Okay,
and they also tried to sign a guy from Detroit, the backup tight end, because they love their blocking tight ends. That's what they do.
Again, makes a lot of sense. What's more important, your backup tight end after bringing the fullback back, or, I don't know, the heart and soul of the defense in Trey Greenlaw?
Because
you could have had him for $12 million as opposed to the $20 million guaranteed. It's just, it doesn't make a lot of sense.
I don't know what's going on.
And then, according to reports, like, Trey Greenlaw agreed to a deal with Denver, and then Shanahan or someone in the Niners is like, Lynch, no, wait, we got
to
go get him back.
So they
try to flip him back, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So when John Lynch says on Stanford's media day, or pro day, I should say, to Matt Barrows
Boy,
of The Athletic.
Stanford's got a lot going on.
No, they got sorry, excuse me. But their pro day, and John Lynch is there. He's talking shop with Andrew Luck, and he talked to Matt Barrows of The Athletic. And he says, we have a plan. Don't worry, Niners fans. We have a plan in place. Bonte, what's the plan?
I don't know what the plan is. We're going to find out what the plan is. This is their plan. They're penny pitching. They're trying to fix their books. And then we'll see what happens with Brock Purdy. And they've got a lot of picks in the upcoming draft. So I'm wait
and
see mode.
Again,
I'm not going to freak out over offseason stuff because some people win the offseason and they suck in the regular season.
The offseason isn't concluded.
Free agency is going on now. You still got 21 players in the top 100 that are available, or 19, I think it was, whatever it is. And you still got the NFL draft. Let's just see what the roster looks like in training camp. I'm going to pump the brakes and not go crazy when we haven't even got the OTAs yet. I'm not going
to
do it.
The only Stanford story you need to know is Rintaro. The kid who's from Japan that I've been telling him about. Just Google it off air.
Baseball player.
He's like 6 foot, 280 pounds.
He's the Zion of baseball.
Mm.
He might eat himself out of college baseball, but he hits tanks, dog.
From Japan. Eat himself out?
Dude, he hits tanks.
It's easy to eat yourself out. By the way, March, I see all the March Madness stuff. Shout out to the Players Club pool. My boy Worldwide Hef, Spadoni's
Wait,
guy.
Wait, so you're back in with
Love
all these
World
guys?
Wide
no, I mean, I...
No, no, yes
I mean,
or no?
Big, I'm in with Worldwide Hef. I don't even know who I picked to win the championship. I've watched 45 minutes of college basketball. But since I've been in this damn pool... I think it was Duke or Florida.
We picked Duke.
We all picked Duke. Dave Fleming on yesterday said Duke.
I think I picked Florida because the one team I watched the
Todd
most
Golden.
This year was Todd Golden in Florida against Tennessee and Alabama. And I watched like maybe 40 total minutes of the Florida Gators. I was like, wow, they look good. They got cards. They got size. Sure, I'll pick them. They're hot right now.
Not
so,
since Billy Donovan have they looked
so
this good.
Worldwide Hef is trying to get all the celebrities in there. He goes, so I guess he tried to hit you up for a pool.
He did?
Oh, he told me to do it, and I may have whiffed on that. could have get like all the NBA Hall of Famers in the pool. Like,
and Spadoni.
Worldwide Hef, calm down.
No, he wanted to So he wanted to use you as a proxy to get to Tim Hardaway and Chris Mullin.
Fezzi is Worldwide Hef is he's a piece of work, man. I love you, Hef.
I like it. I'm not mad at that. Bonte Hill in studio here. We got what? Not shameless shout outs. We got Fast Five here.
That's what he does. He's a bold type.
All right, Bonte.
Bold.
Let's see. I like how we have a little thing for you now, by the way. You're a guest, so we have the rundown right here. And you're a part of the rundown every week, Bonte Hill. So we got Warriors without Steph, Jimmy the Alpha. Let's get to this one. Forgetting about Wiggins.
I can hear you, Shasky.
I know he does that. Forgetting about Wiggins right here.
Not even listening. It's already going to the next one. He's talking Warriors, and Shasky's like down the line.
I don't know if you know this. I'm not only one of the best hosts on the station. I'm also one of the best producers, you got to be four plays ahead.
He likens himself to Dr. Dre. We were talking about that. Yes. So he's Dr. Dre. He's Stephen Curry. He's Jimmy Butler.
People do that for you. Yep. Say that for you.
There you go.
I mean, if you're relying on Lubby Lubs and Carter back.
Oh,
Carter
stop.
Still
They're crushing
recovered.
It.
No, it's the streets. It's the streets have to say it. The streets have to say it.
So you're going to be facing the Miami Heat. If you're Jimmy Butler, you're Steph Curry, you're Steve Kerr, Draymond Green, the Miami Heat on Tuesday, Andrew Wiggins, Eric Spoelstra, Pat Riley. And we were just, looking ahead to the week, that is. And this sounds disrespectful, and I don't mean it as disrespectful, but have we forgotten about a player faster than Andrew Wiggins?
Yes. Dennis Schroeder.
Well, a player that
we actually care about.
A player that won like a championship.
The Dan Ugla Warriors.
A player that won a championship.
I mean, nobody's forgot. I mean, winning helps cure all.
It's what Jimmy's done, obviously.
What Jimmy has done. Andrew Wiggins is all the way in South Beach, Miami.
Yeah.
They're in the Eastern Conference. They're losing a slew of games in a row. Yeah. Well, they've lost eight or nine in a row. He's played in like half the games.
Lost nine in a row. They're 29-40. They're the 10th seed still, though, by five games.
It's a good point. People have forgot about Andrew Wiggins. People don't really bring him up. But at the point of attack defense, and I know people love to do this online, talk about POA, blah, blah, blah. We'll see how much they miss Wiggins in the playoffs. Now, Jimmy Butler's a better, obviously, the alpha. The guy can play make in ways that Andrew Wiggins just couldn't do it. And I don't want to slander Andrew Wiggins. Jimmy Butler was the perfect fit for this current group of players. So, we'll be reminded of Andrew Wiggins, but it'll be the Jimmy Butler game and how Miami responds to Jimmy Butler being back in town.
That's going to be, and again, you mentioned, I didn't even realize 5 days in Miami. That's going to be crazy.
Five days.
That actually kind of makes me a little more nervous now that they're going to have like 2 nights in Miami. And
no,
like, prior to the game on Tuesday, they'll have multiple nights in MIA, and that scares me.
They've lost some crazy games in Miami.
Yes.
Dwayne Wade with a game winner, Deion Waiters, remember him?
House. Like the whole thing started though in Miami way back when with Jared Jack.
With Draymond Floyd Green Mayweather. With the game winner.
Don't talk about that. Time greatest end of a Warrior game ever.
The baby Warriors, man, what a time! I remember we were talking about this the other day.
I go, dude, two of the guys I thought there was no way they could replace. I know now thinking about this, people are like, what are you talking about? Carl Landry and Jared Jack, when they lost them, I was like, how are we going to replace them?
Jared Jack, dribble, dribble, dribble. He won game four against the Spurs in the second round. Remember that in overtime? Jared Jack was fun. And then Jermaine O'Neal. Remember Jermaine O'Neal?
I'm bald head by choice. That was my favorite.
Hey, listen, like Damon Oakland, when you're bald head by choice, you're about that life. That's next level confidence right there. Like AJ Peterson, you're bald head by choice, right? It's like, okay, yeah, you don't mess with that. But listen,
Jermaine O'Neal.
Remember he had that post-game interview where he was like, these guys on this team, this organization, we're building something here. And it was like, I'm talking to my soul. So, man, that was over 12 years ago.
We were talking about Jermaine O'Neal earlier in the week. Shasky was doing a Kuminga competition with Jermaine O'Neal.
Basically Jermaine was buried behind Rasheed Wallace, Brian Grant, and then they made a trade for, Dale Davis, and they had, or maybe he was in the Dale Davis trade, but they brought in, Detlef Schrempf. They had so many guys, he just never got off the bench.
Yeah.
And then his first year in Indiana.
Arvydas Sabonis.
Yeah, first year in Indiana, he was okay, and then it was year two, it was like, he's like an 18-point-a-game scorer. He was like 6 years in the league.
No doubt.
It took some time. Kuminga's already shown some promise on a winning team. Whoa. We're not ready to let guys develop naturally. And it's just,
you know,
the whole Kuminga thing drives me crazy because all we do is it's a referendum on if he's good or not on every possession.
Well, first of all,
come on, you guys.
First of all, I started, and Steve Kerr said it at the podium, so I get why people ran with it. And then you started hearing media members and fans talking like, oh, you can't take Gui Santos off the floor. Gui Santos is playing well. He's playing with energy. But Jonathan Kuminga was averaging 17 a game.
Yeah.
Averaging 17 a game.
He was their most reliable player
right
at that time.
And so then he misses 31 games. You missed 2 months a game. It's going to take you some time to get your legs back under you, to play at a high level.
It's a different team.
And it's a different team. And just, you know, the youngsters, when they say, man, these have 4 years to develop. Well, I look at Cade Cunningham or Franz Wagner and all these, Scotty Barnes, they have a runway to play, make their mistakes, and play a bunch of minutes. The guys like Moody and Kuminga and Poole, to a lesser degree, you're playing on a championship-level team where you got to come in, and the expectation is we're hanging banners. Yeah. We don't have time to wait for you. So the whole Kuminga thing is so fascinating. Like,
unfair.
I've been getting my Tim Kawakami on Twitter. I've just been blocking people because you're getting called out. You get called out your name. That's like, this is propaganda. Kuminga sucks. Like, your boy BPA, the worst caller possibly in 95-7 game history. I'm dead serious. His Twitter game. Kuminga's been awful in all the games. What are you watching, dude? Like, honestly, like, I get it. You have an agenda. You don't like the guy like many others. But let's just keep it real. Let's just keep it real. Oh, the Milwaukee game, when they went on a 25-5 run in the third quarter, people were acting like Kuminga. It was Kuminga's fault. Like, wait, what? So, you're going to need Kuminga to play important minutes at times. Now, sometimes he's going to close, sometimes he's not. But he's an athletic, his athleticism just through the roof.
He does need to work. Look, all that said, I love Kuminga. The area that I think he needs tremendous growth in is they're going to throw him the ball at the block. He has got to work on his back to the basket game. He doesn't have any post moves currently. Move is, I have leverage to go spin left. Right. I never go left. I settle for a fadeaway in the lane, which is a really tough contested shot.
He hits that shot, but you know, the other thing too,
he just needs to add elements back to the basket. That,
when he gets the ball, it's kind of like what Tim Hardaway Sr. was a Warrior. You don't need to attack as soon as you get the ball.
No.
Pass it around a little bit. Trust that the ball's going to come back to you. It'll come back to you. And I thought he made strides yesterday off the bench, scoring 16. He was very pivotal in that second quarter to try to give the Warriors lead going into the half. So I said people just need to relax. It's five games in. He's trying to find his rhythm. He hasn't played with Jimmy yet. He's learning how to play with Jimmy Butler.
And with I feel like they haven't had the Jimmy Kuminga lineup together because they needed Jimmy to be a ball handler. Like, it'll all work itself out.
And you know what? If he doesn't play great down the stretch into the offseason, you got choices to make. You have decisions to make when it comes to JK.
And we have a decision to make right now with Fast Five.
And that's it.
There you go. I do the
Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
All right, time for our final thoughts of the show. We got Bonte in studio. We got Joe Shasky. We got myself. What do you want to start with? Shasky?
Yeah. Bonte, I don't know if you know this. Our guy Carter over there rented out an entire hotel, missed 2 days of work because he had it scheduled in for the vacation, then was sick for a couple days, showed up, and it sounds like he still got all of Mexico in his throat.
Carter, say something.
I'm here.
Barely. I'm here. I'm hanging on my
face. He has a video where he's on a boat of some sort, and he's got the giant baseball shades, and all you hear is,
boats and girls?
Well, that's Shout-out brothers. Yeah. Thank you. I like that. Yeah, you can't say
it. Say this, Bonte.
Boats and bros.
If you ever need a loan, just go to Carter.
Oh, is that right? Now, he is rolling in dough.
100%.
Oh, his mom. I mean, his mom, when I first met her. Carter knows more sports than you, Bonte.
No, she didn't.
Remember that, Carter?
Bonte
took
personal.
He knows more than you. Oh, I did take it personal. I said, okay, young buck, we'll see.
His name's Carter. That is the most,
unless
no offense, Carter, it's one of the most pretentious white people names of all time.
Right.
I knew who you were when I saw it.
What about Coach Carter?
No, that's a last name. That's different. Your first name's Carter. It's next level.
Yeah, Carter's
Preston's
kind of
another
name.
One too.
Preston.
I don't think Carter is white. Welcome to the Carter. Like I think of the projects.
I don't think white guy.
That's a last name. Those are all last names. I'm talking first name basis.
Like Jackson.
Exactly. Yes. Last Bradley. Name.
Jackson's kind of a rich elite. Like, and it's spelled an X Jackson with an X.
Hunter.
Yeah. To me, I think Chad's a very
White let's person. Bro. That's Chad's like, let's go surfing, bro.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I thought Carter was a surfer. Like, he like interviewed me for one of his classes, like on the phone.
I thought
you were like hanging loose, bro, and like chilling, having a Corona.
Sorry, whenever I hear the word Chad or name Chad, I think of hanging Chads from the presidential election back in 2000. Remember, there was controversy with Al Gore, the hanging Chads. You guys remember that?
I was 7 years old. We were all.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you guys were young bucks.
Yeah, we were. Yeah.
You don't know, you can't remember that?
We don't have hanging Chads. We don't have our AARP cards.
Sorry. That's why Spinotti.
My final thought is, golf Bronny James is back. What a performance yesterday.
Yeah,
a career high 17 points for Bronny
James. This is like when
James
you let your team Jr.
You guys got beat by 30.
Of a blowout.
What?
You guys got beat by 30.
Well, who's you guys? I'm just talking about Bronny James.
Yeah, the Lakers.
The Lakers. What about
them? Yeah, not you. Yeah, yeah. I mean, the Lakers got beat by 30.
I mean, that's...
Why are you bringing that up? I mean, somebody got a score.
I celebrate...
Somebody's got a score.
I celebrate people that don't fall from when adversity hits them. And that's one Bronny James.
He surpassed Ben Simmons in threes.
Adversity, what,
did he really?
Given
career
the most
threes.
Guaranteed
career
money
threes.
As a player who didn't even play well in college, got the most guaranteed money a second rounder's ever gotten. Right. Yeah, he's facing a lot of adversity.
He is. Good for him. He had a great exclusive on The Athletic, too.
Gosh. Let me guess. David Menemen did it.
No, he's with ESPN.
That was Fast Five.
No, that was Jovan Buha. That's who covers the Lakers.
Jovan Buha.
Jovan Buha.
He's Jovan, very good. That Jovan. Was the Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity.
My final thought is baseball season's on the way.
Oh, I'm ready. I just got my opening day.
I know you're ready.
Brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you.
Yes. Level.
Get out of here.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.